Hello there. This is How to Die Alone. Hey gang, it's How to Die Alone. I'm Stephen Henry, your fat piece of shit host. I'm here with Matt Williams.
This is Matt Williams.
Yeah, my fat piece of shit friend.
Fuck you.
David Wayne.
David Wayne, I'm the fattest piece of shit on the show, so just to clarify.
We got Little Lean Ricky Hicken.
Little Lean.
That's your new nickname.
I used to be fat.
Lies.
I picked up your losses, I guess.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Well, you lost them. Looks like I found them, right? Hey.
Ran away with them.
Yeah, how much did you weigh when you said you were fat?
215, 220.
Jesus Christ.
What? How tall are you?
5'5".
That's not right at all.
You're not reaching?
I'm 6 foot, and the American fucking health institution of retards says that I'm supposed to be 185 pounds.
Yeah.
At 6 foot. Yeah,
I'm supposed to be 120 something.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
120?
Yeah. No, but yeah, I've made too more of a muscular build. It's not going to happen.
Right, yeah.
I'm just a fat piece of shit.
You're kind of a Greek god, Ricky. Like, let's be honest.
Oh, man. I wish I was Greek. I've been to Tarpon Springs a couple times.
He's statuesque.
Yeah.
No, they're, yeah. I gained 85 pounds in like 3 months.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you got nothing. Oh, wait, you got a lot on me then.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I gained 40 in 6 months.
Are you gaining weight?
I turned 21, girlfriend got pregnant, had to marry her.
Stress
eating.
Stuff. I
get it. 85 pounds comes on quick.
A lot of Taco Bell.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were you just not moving? Because that's what, that was my problem, is that, like, I'm just sitting around eating and not moving. And I was like, I felt like I ballooned up, but I can't imagine.
Yeah, no.
You have one of those recliners with a fridge in it.
Like yeah.
Reaching down, pulling out hoagies.
I had a job serving tables at a restaurant. I was moving a lot.
Yeah. That's.
Were you picking off the plates? Like,
no. I was drinking the 24 case of Natty Light when I got home.
That was my strategy.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah, that's the good stuff.
I got my calories.
Right.
That and Sheetz. If you ever been to Sheetz, it's the better version of Wawa.
I can't wait till the
day. I've never heard of Sheetz.
Sheetz is good.
Yeah.
I cannot wait until the day they come up with fried beer.
They haven't?
I've never.
Wait, isn't that what beer batter is? When something gets beer battered?
Can you just like get
beer
battered?
I mean, that sounds like
beer
a
battered
fat guy
beer.
Say, beer battered.
Well, that's why
beer
I know about
battered
it.
Burrito.
It's just beer battered.
You get a beer battered burrito.
No, it's just beer battered beer. Yeah, like you just like
you can like, dip it in hollandaise or something.
Like, that's the only way. Like that's the only noise you can make for. Just
I really want to chew. I don't want it to slur down my throat.
You could be the Billy Mays of beer batter machine. Like batter beer batter beer batter your screwdriver.
Billy Mays has to start shooting those commercials leaning against the wall. Billy Mays. Holy shit.
You want to beer batter your diabetes?
Beer, burr, burr.
Yeah, go get Wilford Brimley to come in, like substitute.
Give me another stint.
Who is still alive, by the way, and it is amazing.
I thought he was dead.
No.
Wilford Brimley's the man.
Yeah, I know he's the man, but like all men die.
He's the Dracula of diabetes, man. Seriously, he gave it to everybody.
Oh yeah.
He's the Magic Johnson.
Do you know how old he is?
Nah, I want to suck your blood, sugar.
Dude, do you know how old? No.
BAC,
That's how old this guy is, dude.
I don't think BAC is the right thing.
Do you know how old he is? He's like 1,000 years old.
Billy Mays has always been.
Not Billy Mays.
Billy Mays
Wilford
is
Brimley.
Wilford Brimley.
Wilford Brimley.
No, Wilford Brimley was the guy on the Quaker Oats box. Like, that was him.
What?
No.
Yes.
That's how
old he is.
No.
He's Dracula. He's like ageless.
Wilford Brimley is really, you know, just like
he's actually
a heavily pickled fucking Theodore Roosevelt.
Yes. Teddy.
He owns
all
the rights.
I'm
going to
go out there and fuck up that bear.
Walk softly and carry a bunch of diabetes. Like that was the message.
Walks off in a care burrito.
Carry a beer batter burrito.
You want a beer batter your insulin before you burger?
It's from hunting bears to eating teddy grass.
That's right.
Oh my god, that's
my manifest density.
I get it. I get it. That was a good one.
It's like
that is a good one. I had to stop and say it like that.
You're like that audience member that's the worst. Like, oh, that was a good one. Like, shut up.
You know what my favorite is in the crowd? Right? Yeah. Or right?
Preach. Oh, I've heard that one a couple times.
Right?
I've all my crowd.
Like, go the fuck outside.
I've told the dildo joke. The part where I say crate of dicks. Two or three times I've heard people go, it's funny because he said crate. I'm like, I know.
That's why.
Laugh and move on.
Why do you think I fucking wrote it like that, you dick?
That's why I said it that way. Like, should I change it? Be like, just a couple, not the crate.
A handful of dicks.
Yeah, just a handful.
Right, yeah. Drum full of dildos.
Yeah, you can't yell just a couple, Cheryl. Right, you gotta yell crate.
No, just a couple.
No, the whole crate, Cheryl.
Yeah.
And you just laugh and move on.
Because you need two hands to carry a crate. Like, that's what I always think of, like, in that joke is somebody walking in, two hands, with them just spilling out, too.
Plus, crate is a funny word. And like, when's the last time we saw someone with a fucking crate?
Like the banana cream pie guy from the Sesame Street. Banana cream pie.
You're like, oh, you know those are going on someone's face.
Knocking out the crate of dicks.
Yeah. It's funny, because like, when you say somebody carrying, that's what I pictured it when I wrote it. Not only somebody carrying it, but like, the dicks like sticking out of the holes of the crate.
The milk crate. Yeah,
it's got a handle with care thing, and like it's coming through the A.
Yeah. Right, they're just like they're
it's
just like
old milk crate, but now it's filled with dicks.
Peach crates,
haphazardly placed. there's no system to it.
They never put them away tidily when they're doing their dick storage.
Easier to carry than a flat of crates. Yeah. Dicks.
You know, like an old DJ, you just have.
A flight of crates, like a flight of dicks. Do you get those from the Dick Festival?
Yeah,
it's like $7.50 for a flight of dicks
in Lakeland.
Yeah,
flat or flight?
I thought it was like
samples.
Yeah,
no, flight of dicks.
Yeah, flight. Like you have the beer sample, they give you a flight.
Yeah. Oh, wow, alcoholic.
That's what I was thinking. You know,
like, so was I.
Like I want to be able to try these before I commit to it.
That's right. You gotta get the sizing down. You know, yeah,
croissant.
Can I take this?
I don't want to order the black one and peek too early.
Exactly. You're blowed out at that point, you know. Yeah. That's like a high alcohol content. You can't drink like a 10% and then go down to like a white 2%.
You can't go down to the rice one, you know.
Yeah.
Just start out with what's your Oriental fused beers?
Where's your green tea, Dick?
So I speaking of green teas, there's this bar right by my house in Spring Hill.
That's
they
not a
advertised
bar.
They if you for the Super Bowl today, if you wear the team's jersey or whatever, every time they score, a green tea shot is free on the house on the bartender. I'm like, I'm rooting for the highest scoring game in the world.
Just break that company.
Yeah.
Is there anything in a green tea shot besides just green tea? Is it just, 6 ounces of green tea?
No, I think it's like Midori or something.
Wait a minute. There's actual shots of green tea?
Yeah, I have never drank one. I've just
heard. Is there alcohol?
Recently. Yeah, there's shooters.
Oh, okay.
Shooters.
I'm thinking it's like a wheatgrass. Oh, like, we just do shots of green tea. I'm like, that's kind of fucking pointless.
Yeah, everyone's getting diarrhea of the Super Bowl.
What the fuck is this?
We got nachos.
They're getting it from the wings anyway. Yeah.
I was like
a piggy's in a blanket.
It's like a shot of wheatgrass. Such a ripoff, dude.
Yeah,
they're going
from
to a Super Bowl party eating salads and shit.
$8.
What are you guys doing?
$8 to taste this piece of shit.
From the bartender named Shiloh.
Yeah. I gotta tell you, the basil in this Caprese salad's real fresh.
Oh, so fresh.
Fresh moves around.
Did they just score? Yeah, they scored. Cheryl, can you clap?
Why do they even keep score?
Oh, those barbarians.
So hot right now. Oh man!
Maybe you get a green tea shot every time some like pretentious hipster is like, you know about CTE? It's like, oh my god!
Yeah, every time someone brings up that,
is that? If you can tell me what CTE stands for, I'll buy you a next shot.
Yeah,
cranial transamerica.
Every time you hear somebody, if they ever decide to have children with
David.
My partner, they're not playing football. It's not safe
with my partner.
It's got to be a partner. They're not married.
Well, yeah. If they, yeah.
We're just trying things. we're just living our life.
We're seeing what we like.
No, reason no to matter label how it. Much butt sex we have, there's, we can't conceive a child.
There's no reason to label it. Just let it happen naturally. Yeah. You know, we're just not going to put a name tag on this relationship.
Yeah, what is a label anyway? Why label it?
Mm. I don't know.
When it's just two dudes hanging out, man. Mm.
Yeah. Bro out. Mm. Like the old sketch where you were seeing
bro
that?
Rape?
Yeah, where he comes over like the Nintendo 64.
No, it was a Nintendo GameCube.
GameCube, that's it.
Oh, yeah. What was it? Chad Bro Chill 85? Yeah. I think that came out like right when I was in college. And there was a bunch of people from like Saturday Night Live and stuff on it now.
What?
Chat Roulette?
Yeah, I think so.
On what?
Glover.
They were on that sketch, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. On that one.
Yeah, Childish Gambino, man.
Yeah.
Donald Glover.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was raping somebody in the first scene. He was like, "Here, man, chug this." Yeah, no, now take off your pants. What? It's gonna be awesome. He's like, "What do you mean, bro? No."
So wait, you were in college when the video came out.
Yeah.
How accurate was this video?
Ooh, I showed it to my friend that was in a fraternity. He was like, "Man, fuck you," and I was like, "Oh, it's true."
Yeah. He's like,
"Secret's out.
I don't want to talk about it, Matthew."
Yeah.
Don't show me that shit.
He put down his butt donut. I don't want to talk about it, I said.
Takes a slow sit down. Dark times.
Did you just fart? I knew I didn't hear anything.
And he's got to explain that he didn't take a dick. He just got paddled for hazing.
Right, yeah.
He's like, "Is that what you think? It's not..."
Speaking of farting, this is...
I was like, why? I was like, why do you have to do the gayest shit ever to just to, like, hang out with buddies?
So, like, wait. So, if gay guys fart after sex, is that a queef? Can we call it that?
Can we put a pin in that until Jeff Klein's on, for God's sake?
Yeah. Sorry.
That's a shitty question.
Hold on. Hey!
It just popped in my head.
We got no gay people. It's like, let's postulate on the gay experience.
David Wayne's like, "I need to know what to call what I do."
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
He's coming out right now.
Yeah, we'll just call it the DW right now. Whenever a gay man farts after sex, it's called a DW.
I just want to really drill down on it for some reason.
Right.
I mean, I gotta know.
Of course you do.
Yeah. Look, I'm not even judging gay or straight. Like, if you're taking a dick up the ass and you fart after, can you fart come out?
Yeah.
How fucking horrible does that have to be to, like, be in the room and just, like, someone suddenly, like, farts and has to get up and leave?
He sounds like a bubbler.
They've got, like, a snail slime trail on the fucking seat for the cum.
Yay! Like, dude, you're mucking up my hardwood floors.
Where are you going, Sheila? Oh, my God, I'm farting cum. I can't stop.
Like I said, it sounds like the bubbler when we were at Oasis.
Yeah, it's just that constant. Wait, did you call that the snail trail? Is that
what snail trail?
Oh, God.
Dude, mucking up the hardwood, man. She's like a dog scratching her ass.
Looks like someone sneezed in here.
The cool wood floor feels good against my gaping asshole, so I have to scoot along.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Makes my inner ass smell like
pine salt. That's right, dude.
It's like a power pine salt.
That's right.
Oh, I missed that lady.
It's like a topical cream.
My best friends came out the closet a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And so I went with him to a gay club.
Yeah.
And I went to the bathroom, and I'm peeing, and you know how we all fart when we're pissing.
Yeah.
I was like, "Wait a minute, don't do it. They're gonna know you're a virgin."
I'm like, did you hear the whistle on that guy's asshole? It was so tight.
Those cheeks were flapping at 10 beats per second.
He was straining just to push it out. That's how tight this asshole is.
Ricky leaves the bathroom and they're just handing him shot after shot after shot.
It's just like,
here, drink this.
It's like the steam whistle. They're like, "Time to go to work on that."
Why are all your friends so nice?
Well, at first when I went in there, because there were only two urinals in a stall, and I walked in, and they were all taken, and then there was a guy standing on the wall, and then one guy walked away from the urinal, and the guy was the other guy standing there was like, oh, no, I'm not waiting in line. I was like, then what are you doing?
He's waiting for something else.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't let my pants drop any below my waist when I pissed.
Was there a hole on the side of the stall?
No, I guess he was just prospecting.
You were like three knocks with the knuckle, and like just a dick comes.
Yeah, just listening for
hypothetically.
Is, yeah,
yeah, just to ever so many, ever so slight toe taps. Cruise on through,
signal.
Baby.
Oh wait, no, with the butt signal.
The butt signal.
Butt signal.
Trying to get that DW. You know.
No, it was. Anytime I had a gay roommate in Tallahassee, and he was fucking amazing. Like, he was one of the best.
Yeah, ladies you ever had? Best sex you ever had?
That's what he said.
No, well, he was. He respected that I was like, straight. I respected cold. That he was gay, but it was awesome. We both worked at night, so whenever I was off, he'd come home at like 3 in the morning, and I'd just be sitting in my boxers watching TV, and he'd walk in, and he'd be like, what are you doing? I was like, watching TV, and he's like, get naked. And I'd just like stare at him, then he'd stare at me. Then I'd just start laughing, then he'd start laughing, but he'd just start staring again. I'm like, God damn it. This is fun.
How many times did he say that?
He did that a lot.
Yeah, you know, he's waiting for the day. Like, yeah, just like, all right.
Exactly, because like, every time he just goes, rats.
One day I'm going to come home, Matt's going to be on acid. He's going to be like, all right, this is what I do now.
Got
or,
it.
Or blackout drunk. You're going to come stumbling in. You're going to be like, wait a minute, how did I
what
get
the odds of that with Matt?
It was like, he was
how did I get to my pajamas? And then your roommate comes in, I made you breakfast, and you're like, oh, no.
And you run in there the next morning, you're like, hey, motherfucker, I've been DWing all morning. What the hell happened to my BH? I'm making eggs. Shh. Like, all right.
She's like, it finally happened. We're together.
So he's just
God damn it. Now.
He's just brushing Matt's hair. He's like, I'm your boyfriend.
I'm going to dress you. I'm going to get you new outfits. Yeah. Because that's what every gay guy does. Straight
that's
dudes and like starts dressing them. Yeah, there we go. Perfect. Yeah,
that's all the paranoia that all gay men are out there turning straight men gay.
Yeah, the snappy dressers.
Yeah.
Snazzy.
Snazzy or snappy?
Either way.
You know they're snappy.
Wouldn't you want to be a snappy dresser?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, easier access.
Yeah.
Did he hook you up with your wardrobe, though? He's like, Matthew, you got to get rid of all this. And then he just, like,
do that. Like, if
you
I was like, how's this look? He'd be like, that looks terrible.
You know what stops me? I have no idea how to store a vest. I could never be like that. I could never be a snazzy dresser because it's like, do I hang this? Do I fold it? Like, what do I do with this?
Right. Yeah, all the vests that gay people wear. It's so hanging.
No,
we
were talking about snazzy dressers. I'm not talking about gay people.
Matt can't be a snappy dresser because all
get
his
off
dresses
the gay thing.
Up
right. Oh, I forgot that there's a difference between talking about gay people and people that dress well. My bad. What'd you say, Ricky?
What? None of us dress well.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. So I have no vest experience.
Right. Yeah. I only remember like cummerbunds. They need to bring back cummerbunds.
Yeah, on like a tuxedo or something. I wear a cummerbund.
Do any of you own a vest?
I cut the sleeves off one of my shirts one time.
It's a redneck vest.
No, I did. Well, I did it on a windbreaker because I was going as a quail man at Halloween one year.
What are you supposed to roll your cigarettes up in? Like when you cut the sleeves off.
He's not Italian, Steven. That's just what your people do.
Are we going back to the 50s? No, I tried it earlier. I'm sitting there next to this gentleman with my pack of cigarettes.
Which was a style at the time.
Combing my hair with like a black basic comb.
I'm a Dapper Dan man.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's not like 30s, right? From
I'm sure they still use it.
Mm. Right. Crazy. Pomade.
So, David.
Yep.
The thing about Power Rangers, it's actually two different shows. Not a lot of people know that. There's the American soap opera thing they film here.
Mm-hmm.
And then those people in the suits fighting the monsters and shit are actually a Japanese show that has nothing to do with the American show. They just splice two shows together.
What?
wait. That entire
so
thing,
America,
the scene where they fight
we
the
wrote,
monsters.
The scenes where they fight the monsters are the entire Japanese show.
And it has nothing to do with the story at
it
all.
Has nothing. They add that story after the fact to explain the Japanese fighting.
Okay.
Like, right. The entire action part of the show is a Japanese fight show, and the soap opera high school bullshit is all, like, Americans in California shooting on set.
So there's no plot line in the Japanese show or anything?
It's just
them
fighting? It's just fighting, basically.
Yeah. But what about them fighting like putties and stuff? That was the American version, right? Because there wasn't the Japanese version was just monsters fighting and monsters fighting robots, right?
Monsters fighting robots,
right?
Yeah.
And then you said the American part, like, that also includes them in their suits, though, right?
I think them in their suits is still the Japanese show.
No way. There's no way.
Unless their face is revealed, which if you've noticed, it's not very often the face is revealed and they're in the costume.
Yeah. Right. Ever,
what about when they put all their robots together?
Yeah, I was about to
say that.
That's
the Japanese part.
Still.
What's the name of the Japanese show? Was it called Power Rangers?
They shoot the part where they're in the cockpits and whatnot here. That's the American part. But the actual external robot fights are all the Japanese show.
Jesus.
Which makes sense why it looks like a 1940s Godzilla movie.
Exactly.
Dude, I didn't even notice when I was growing up.
Oh, of course.
Nobody does. Because you're just like, this is cool as shit.
Dinosaur robot. You mean when that guy hits that guy, sparks happen? Awesome.
If 50% of their show they didn't even have to shoot, then why was the acting and dialogue so awful?
Yeah, you would think they'd invest a lot more money into that side of it. Considering that's all they're doing is filming that part.
I was thinking maybe this is so epically awesome and sweet. It doesn't matter what they say. Yeah. It's just blah, blah, blah. It's morphin' time. Robots fighting.
No.
Like, is that what it was?
When did the show come out?
Billy's going to cry
like
a little bit.
It was like 93.
Came out in the 90s, right?
Yeah. Early 90s.
One of the writers.
His outfit was solid gold.
I figured it out. One of the writers was on acid, and he was up late at night on one of his trips. And he saw this Japanese show, and he's like, wait a minute. Let me go pitch this to my boss over at fucking Fox and Friends or whoever the hell filmed that shit.
No, the guy who made it, it's Saban. I think it's like Chaim Saban or something.
Exactly.
He's like
Hyman Saban?
No, he's some Israeli investor type dude.
So he
definitely
was on
Hyman Saban.
Yeah, he wasn't on acid. It was opium. So he was on opium.
I heard they ran this concept by Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
And then
that's what finally pushed him over the edge.
Yeah, that's what,
it's like, Courtney, get in here.
It's like art has lost all respect and just boom, finished it.
It's like, what am I even? I will never have an idea that genius in my life.
Right. And I do drugs.
Heart-shaped box.
Drugs.
Like, no way.
There's like heart-shaped box. Fooey and Peshaw. Robots fighting with teenagers. Spliced with Japanese stuff.
That's ridiculous, though. Yeah. I mean, that's a typical American thing. Usually we just steal their ideas, like The Office, you know, and all these other shows.
Yeah,
but we do our own original writing.
That was not a stolen idea.
But that's the thing.
Ricky Gervais was a producer and director and creator of The American Office.
Well,
it's
you know what I mean?
The American Shameless.
Yeah, but it's just they started.
And they didn't steal the idea.
No, of course not. But what I'm saying is we borrowed their shit.
They made it 10 times better. There was only 2 seasons of The British Office.
Yeah, and it
and there were 9 beautiful seasons of The American Office.
No.
I've done watching all of it.
Oh,
in 3
weeks. It's great.
It was 9.
Yeah, you know what's really beautiful about it?
Season.
The people who aren't British. Like, it really makes the show look a lot
better. Oh, you mean the gum lines?
You know why The American was 9
how
seasons
the film
and the British
stuck.
Was 2? Because you can draw out things that aren't dry.
You know what is great about every show that's shot in Britain? Like, all the scenes look like they're basically filtered through urine or something. Like, there's this, this horrible, like, yellow, like, they've just been smoking in that room.
Wilford Brimley soaked piss. Bro.
Yeah, just like a tent or a film.
Why is
that
in like every British show like that is actually from Britain, like on the BBC?
The film stock is actually called DWs.
No, it's not.
You're gonna make them quit.
No, oh, no, that would never happen. No, and, I don't know. Maybe they have old technology or something.
I have no idea.
Maybe
what
the
it
film.
Is.
What we do is we just we sell them all our old non-use film, and they just recycle it. You know,
right. They're like let's make some god.
It's been sitting. This is sitting in a room with one guy who's smoking.
Anyone
smoking.
Want this expired That's... shit?
That's what we
the
do.
The BBC's like, oh, right here.
Yeah.
Load it up into the lorry.
Put it in my boot. That's what they call trunks on cars in England, by the way.
The boot, yeah.
The boot.
Do you know what the hood's called?
The bonnet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
really?
Fucking obnoxious.
Yeah.
The bonnet.
That's what they call them.
Pop the bonnet?
I just just get so mad whenever I think of British shit.
When I was in the...
go pinch off a fag.
When I was in the Caymans, they called your turn signal a turnicator.
Oh, they just made up a word?
Yeah, they're just like, I got it.
Let's put turn and where indicator this? Together.
The Cayman Islands. They're like, dang, you got a problem with your turnicator. What? You're not using it. Ah! It was awful.
That was their comedy?
No, it was Caribbean. I don't even know what they thought was funny.
You should come and watch me at my open mic.
Yeah, exactly.
They found a Caribbean Donnie Stopa. I love you, Donnie.
Yeah. That's pretty much what they were. Like, anybody that was from the island, like, was just, like, always on their phone and just, like, really mean.
Oh, yeah.
Unless they were a bartender.
You know what I loved?
They want tips.
Yeah, and then they fucked everybody.
So what, they hated to Americans? Like, they hated Americans?
Yeah, well, like, the only native Cayman guys.
The only one I've been to is the Bahamas.
Uh-huh.
And the fucking driving there is just, it's a completely different animal.
Yeah, it's they had roundabouts and stuff like that. It was, you know, it's a British territory. They don't pay taxes on anything. And it was during that Occupy Wall Street stuff that was going on. And the entire time I just wanted to take a photo in front of like all those really big firms and say like, hey guys, your money's down here. Big but I didn't want to get deported. So yeah. I didn't.
I went to college with a girl from the Cayman Islands.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Small.
She was in my first class. There was about 40 or 50 chairs, and there were only like 5 people sitting down there at the time. And yeah. She came in and sat down right next to me.
What class was that?
It was math.
Math?
Yeah. I was like, college she finds math? Me the least threatening. Like,
out of math was so popping off at your school that it fit 5 people.
Well, there were only 5 people in the class at the time. Like, I was early to the class because I was so late for my first one. I was like, I'll just pop in.
I thought your school was, like, giving a 50-seat room to 5 people to teach math. It's like, you guys are going to be taking remedial, or, like, why the fuck?
It was an all-Christian college, so, you know. It was...
Maybe she thought you looked smart. She wanted to cheat off you.
No, yeah. I think she just...
You're like, there's no Asians here, but he's short. So maybe.
Maybe. She just didn't...
She did the math.
Yeah, that's why she did the math. She walked in, she was like, they say 4 out of 5 guys will rape you. Like, which one of these guys... I can beat him
up. It is a Christian college. Yeah. Right. So they're all pent up with sexual frustrations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's I can't 3 out of 5 that. Yeah. Instead of 4 out of 5 at here at university.
One of the favorite things I hear you talk about, Ricky, is being a cheerleader and it all... In a Christian college.
Oh, yeah, it's great. It's the greatest thing.
Clap for Jesus.
Yeah. We didn't cheer for Jesus. No, I'm kidding, Jesus. I know.
No,
that's just called prayer.
Yeah. Right.
Obviously, Jesus won every game.
Yeah. Right. It's
no competition at that point.
Yeah.
Which is just kind of funny where, like, you know, both teams probably pray before a game. You're playing other Christian colleges, right?
Yeah. No. Well, no.
Oh, no. Never?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, never mind.
Maybe. Just
there
just
goes
heathens.
My logic then.
Yeah, we
only
played.
Heathens.
You guys were undefeated then, right?
Yeah, no, we played against like some other teams. I forgot the one team in Orlando. I forgot the name. Johnson and Wells. I'm like,
well, they
like,
just called them
Christians going against people in culinary school. Like,
well, it was just they didn't have names for the other teams. They were just sinners.
Yeah. Right,
so
yeah.
They just played all the sinners.
Like, Johnson and Wells
are the heretics here yet?
Yeah.
They had the best gym, man. Like, I remember
at a culinary college.
Yeah, so much money.
The concession stand was on point.
Sure. Yeah. No one's there watching the game.
It's like, man, have you guys tried the tomato bisque
we just had pork udon noodles.
Are you sitting and watching the game? No, we're in line.
Had a lobster roll during halftime.
Yeah. We're in line for the fucking, that's the stand, it's just filled with people in line for the convenience. Right. They're like not watching the game at all.
Yeah, dude, we went to get a hot dog in a basketball game.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Dad, did you see me dunk? Dad, did you see this pork chop? The fuck out of here with your shit.
I will tell you, Johnson and Wells, though, I'm standing underneath the basket, okay. You know, back there in our where we cheered. That's where we stood. And I'm
cheered or chored? Is it?
Smelling the deliciousness.
What? Yeah, I'm fresh off cheering after the girls' game.
Yeah.
Because we cheered for the girls' teams before the guys. And then when the guys' game starts, all the lights turn off, and it's like the Chicago Bulls are coming, and they're like, dun, 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 dun. They're all starting, and I'm like, oh, this is intense.
He's holding the pom-pom over his mouth. Oh, girls.
Yeah. The girls had a pom-pom. I had the megaphone.
Yeah.
That they told me at every away game, please, sir, don't bang that on the floor.
What, the cheerleaders?
Hey! Because we would say,
Ricky, please stop banging all the other cheerleaders.
Well, because they
had did you use it as a walking cane? Or?
No, well, they had the pom-poms. I had a megaphone. Pom-pom? And then there were two other, like, not like an electrical megaphone. It was like, you know, the big
the
metal. Big,
yeah, the cone?
Yeah. And, the there, yeah, cone. And there were, I had that. And then there were two extra ones because there was this other cheer that we would do that I would grab it and two other girls would grab the other ones. And then we would, you know, say our letters or whatever and then bang the things on the floor,
right.
Which I thought was disrespectful that they didn't have to lug those things around, right. And then they get to use them for that cheer. Yeah, every time we did that cheer, like somebody from the team that at court that we were at, they would come, can you not? You're making dents in the floor. I know.
That's fuck why we do you're it. Like, fuck your school.
I'm making fuck a difference.
You. Yeah. Fuck
you're
your
like,
school.
Sir, does it really, you're all going to hell. Does it really yeah. matter anyway?
Yeah, it got dented wood.
Yeah, if they didn't tell us to stop, we would just get closer to the middle of the court and see how how close we can get before we can get away. But like, we're going to ride in their face.
Do you ever try and do designs? Like, did you do a Jesus fish with the horn?
No, no, no. No.
Just scrape it on the floor.
Christ, bitches.
Yeah. Hashtag Jesus.
Right. Well, that's where the, you know where the Jesus fish comes from, right?
It's an ethos.
It's an X.
Well, no, if you would do like missionary work over in like China and stuff where they would slaughter Christians, you would draw half the fish, and if the person was a Christian, they would finish drawing the other half of the fish. And that was their code to be able to talk to people to know that they wouldn't be...
That they're cooler?
Yeah, that they're cool.
They wouldn't be slaughtered like cattle?
That's where the Jesus fish came from.
It's the Christian DU party?
Yeah.
So wait, just draw... So Christian. Wait, you draw like part so of a triangle?
No,
just you want to go in the bathroom, do some bumps
draw,
on the
like,
Lord?
Arc.
Yeah, you draw the arc and then they up to half the tail, and then you would draw the rest of it. Yeah.
Oh. Like, what are you doodling over there? That's not an Asian. That's
I know, that's not
I go Southern for racism. I don't know why.
That's not Asian.
Just like yell at you in Chinese. And then you're like, fuck, that guy's not Christian, obviously, because
I'm just going to wipe this sand away.
Yeah. I know it's not as cool as Power Rangers, but it's proof that we still have the shit from the Asians.
Like, yeah. I get
cool
it.
Cool shit.
But yeah. That's...
I mean, there is some good branding in the whole Christian thing. Like, It's doing all right.
Yeah.
I think it's slightly outselling Power Rangers.
Yeah. It's not branding as a Jewish person, though.
Yeah. I'll tell you one of my best experiences of cheerleading,
camps.
Though, is our rival college that was really close. But you see, our college didn't have a football team, but they did. So obviously they were better.
So they're better than you.
And they had bigger people. So obviously their football team was sitting in the bleachers when we were playing basketball. But there would always be like this heated, like, we're going to fight after the game or like in the middle of the game. And like, I'm the dude in the middle. like, they're right there. Like, I'm closer to the other team and there's like this really huge dude.
Was Johnson and Wales?
Like, yeah.
Well, yeah.
No, not Johnson and Wales. It was a different school.
Oh,
I forgot their name.
Pork chops
Weber.
Shit, probably.
It's Weber like... University.
Weber, okay.
But yeah, but there was this really big, bulky dude. And then he stood up and then whatever, and then did this like backflip thing that because I couldn't do a backflip at the time.
What sort of quirky school was Weber? Was it like
grill?
Just, yeah,
amateur
just a
robotics
small school. Yeah, it was like a D.
That's how they built the grills.
NAIA football or D3 football and all that. This gigantic dude did a flip and then looked at me like calling me out, like yeah, do a flip, and I was just like. Nah, I'm cool. Like, I'm good, man. I'm like, I'm not going to outflip you. And then you're like, nah, all right, we're fighting.
Like, nope. No.
You served
don't
me,
do two flips.
So yeah. It went from like a movie, you got served, to like now you're going to fight?
You got flipped?
Yeah, I'm not going to fight anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
School spirit.
Yeah, if you're a big dude and you're calling out the only male cheerleader, you got problems, man.
Oh, for sure. That's why he was on the football team.
I'm attracted to that man.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's flip college now, more acceptable.
Was he on the football team?
He looked like it, if he wasn't.
But he wasn't... This giant guy, all right, I got lost in the story. He wasn't like another cheerleader.
No, he was just...
Didn't necessarily like, buff
the fans. Yeah. He was just... The citizen.
Why are you not cheering for these girls?
He's just, yeah, doing a flip, showing just, like, me up.
Screaming at people in the stands. Yeah. Do you see these fundamentals?
Yeah.
He's like, on steroids.
Cynthia worked very hard.
Yeah. Is he on steroids, Steven? Like, did they have steroids for cheerleaders? You see, like, cheerleaders in there juicing up the football players. They're like, what are you doing, man? You're not supposed to be doing that. Shut up, you fucking pussy. Cheerleaders, like, juicing up. We got cheer championships coming up, goddammit.
A lot of the tossing the girls in the air is not strength.
He just cracks his fucking megaphone like it's a paper mache fortune cookie. He's like, you want to fucking go?
I don't need this. I got lungs.
It's like, goddamn, Tyler's intense.
Yeah, what are you saying? Most of flipping, tossing girls? What?
Technique?
Yeah.
Throwing girls in the air. Physics. Oh, yeah. That's the beautiful thing. When they teach you cheerleading, the chair. So you grab
them by
the
ass, right?
Yeah, you grab them by the left ankle and you put your hand on their ass and they teach you your middle finger goes right down the crack. That's the proper technique. I was like, I'm in. I'll be your
I'm a cheerleader now.
Yeah.
You know my back hurts? I've been tossing girls wrong my whole life.
You've been going more like a javelin? Like over the shoulder?
Straight. No, I grab the ankles like the hammer toss. And I just spin around on the dock and launch them into the ocean. Dead bodies go far. No, that's horrible.
See, Matt usually tosses girls by getting them to help him with a flat tire.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, is this
thing. Can you help me
trunk
with this couch?
Can you look real quick?
Tire iron right to the back of the head.
Matt tosses his girls by the dick. He just grabs them by their dick and throws them.
Hey, she's a handsome lady.
That's right.
Yeah, so Ricky, you came in here saying, oh, I'm a guitar fan. Can you actually play guitar or just the plastic ones?
Do what?
Okay, so when we first walked into
I can't play guitar.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, because no, he looked at me straight in the face. He was like, how did he know that I love guitar? And I was like, cool. And then he goes,
I've seen his beard.
Yeah, then he was like, where are the buttons?
The orange one, the green one.
Oh, your Guitar Hero.
The blue one.
Yeah, I didn't get the plastic thing until you just said the buttons.
I mean, he's got that beard and he's wearing a Korn shirt. Of course he likes guitars.
Drop right, D.
Dude. Yeah, just down
drop
tune.
D. Head and only monkey. Drop D, man. That's where it's at.
Head and monkey on the guitar.
Down tune. Really. Chugga, chugga, chugga.
Head went crazy. Like, not crazy, sorry. Well, yeah, all right. He went
Christian.
And he wrote a book and all that shit. But now he's back with him, isn't he?
He's going to be a cheerleader.
I think he is.
Right. If he wants to be, he could do it.
What was it?
They tried to get me to do cheerleading in high school, just real quick.
Really?
Yeah. They wanted me to be it. They're like, oh, you'd make such a good bass. I'm like, you just fucking called me fat. Yeah. They're like, well, we saw you at football trials.
Yeah, well, we saw you with that beer battered burrito. Yeah. That's what we figured.
No, they saw me at football trials. They're like, hey, that one can't run very well. He's not going to make it. Let's offer him cheerleading. Didn't work.
Dude, we had a guy that went from playing football to cheerleading.
Dessert calzone.
Dude, they trashed him so bad. I felt so bad for him, but he ended up going to college on a scholarship.
Who are you talking
because,
about?
Because my buddy Anthony, who now has like he's getting his PhD in chemistry at MIT.
All right,
it was crazy.
It's a lot of acronyms. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So they just negged him into Boston. And we're gonna trash this fucking kid until he beats somebody. Goddammit.
Yeah, he was. Here's an idea.
They're like, hey,
since we're talking about fat people and the Super Bowl's going on, creating jobs. How about instead of in overtime, instead of they play more football, each team has like a 300-pound field goal kicker, and they just kick field goals. What would be funnier than watching a 300-pound guy kick a football?
or like, but with a Lucy, like that was the only thing. Like, fat football guy falls down, but he's doing it on like a slip and slide. Like that's, I don't know. For some reason,
if they're greased up or something.
Yeah, exactly. Like
sounds dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah, those $1,000-something front row tickets that you just bought. Now you're in the splash zone.
Yeah, just don't tell anybody. And then they just have to, like, I don't know, like shotgun a beer, go down a slip and slide, then try to kick a field goal.
Yeah. I love those, like, halftime, like, college scholarship competitions, like, where they have to throw the football through the Dr. Pepper hole. Yeah. And the girls always win. They always do chess passes with the footballs, and they always win. The guys are out there trying to look like Marino. The chicks are just like, I'm winning money.
They're like, here's a guy who's from Nigeria. His whole family was slaughtered in a coup. All right, try to make this football through the hole for the rest of your scholarship. Go to med school. And he's like, okay. And then he just like throws
never thrown a football in his life.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh my god, that poor. Just give him the money, dude. He's gone through so much. Just give him the fucking money.
I saw a video the other day of a woman.
He just goes home and starts googling.
No, that was a guy.
He goes home and starts googling pressure cookers. It's like, humiliate me.
Well, that's the thing about negging them. Sometimes they go to MIT, and sometimes they blow up a race in Boston.
Yeah,
you know?
He starts like looking at whetstones for his machete.
Just gonna run down the street, just hacking them up.
But then there's a video of like a drunk guy who at a basketball game. They got like the half court shot, and he makes it. So he steps back, and all the cheerleaders are on the side, like rustling their things, getting all excited.
Yeah.
And he runs up and tries to overhand it from half court, and throws it and hits one of the cheerleaders like right in the face.
That was from Will.
Have you seen that?
Will Ferrell movie.
No, this was like a guy did it in real life. Like I saw somebody was filming it.
No, that guy won and then he turned
around. And then the nutty part is like he's still jumping. He's still like jumping, grabs the ball, and then really tries to shoot it again. And then like the security's like trying to tackle him and shit.
I swear to God, that's from the Will Ferrell movie.
Yeah, but there's this black couple sitting on the side. They were filming it. And he shows themselves and they're like, ha ha. And that was the end of it. Like, they're just laughing at this white cheerleader who got blasted in the face with a fucking Spalding.
I swear that's just from like somebody recording at them recording for a movie. Because I swear to God that happened in like the Daddy movie with like Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell.
Yeah, but no, I think this was real though.
That's like... It didn't
look like Will Ferrell that was doing it, or Mark Wahlberg.
All right, so, damn.
Matt's like, no.
I'm like, why can't I enjoy this then?
I know what you're talking about, yeah. Okay. I think it was real, though.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's one of my favorite moments in movies, though, in that semi-pro Will Ferrell movie. Where if they score, like, over 100 points, everybody gets a pretzel or whatever.
Right, or
and
like
then they
corn
score,
dogs.
Yeah, or corn dogs, and then Will Ferrell's like, nope.
He's trying to, like,
count.
He's trying to, like, tackle fucking people so they don't make a basket. Like, we're up by 20, just coast, guys. And they're like,
did you guys ever see that that Amazing Race thing with the girl who, like, is trying to launch the watermelon, and then it snaps back?
Oh, God.
And blaster in the face.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I was like,
that's one of my favorite
She's
videos
gotta be dead.
Ever.
Oh, my God. That's all I could think about. It was just
you had to get, like, facial reconstruction surgery,
there's no way. I was like, that's the type of thing. It was like, dead. She's dead. She's fucking dead. That was it. I was like, there's a dead body in that field with watermelons everywhere. Like, it's like one of the worst deaths ever. She's like...
That's
money
how Gallagher
dead.
Wants to go. Gallagher wants to go out.
Was this a picnic? Oh my god! Like, that poor girl.
The ants will decompose it really nicely. So.
Don't worry,
after
she's
done with the basket.
She signed a release. Everything's okay.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I love watching like nature.
She's been
nature work.
Released from this mortal coil. That's what she signed.
Yeah, that was like, what a way to die.
Watermelon
to the face. Couldn't conceive of anything more.
Yeah, well, they put that on the death certificate, though? Like, cause of death, and then they put, like, watermelon
cause
to the
of death,
face.
Melon.
Right. Yeah, melon.
Gallagher's stamp of approval.
He's like,
Dr. Gallagher, coroner.
Yeah, he's like, I guess she was in the splash zone, am I right? What?
This is like taxes somehow.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, thanks, Gallagher. Right.
I saw something worse than Gallagher last night, I think.
This is the ventriloquist guy or whatever?
No, well,
the hypnotist.
Oh,
no.
Dude, like, he's a nice guy and all that, but Jesus Christ.
Whenever you
man.
Say that about someone, they're not good at whatever they do.
This guy, like,
he was a nice guy, but he was shit
no, she's
at his
very
job.
Sweet.
Well, I don't
so
want to shit on his, you know, his act and stuff, because, I mean, the dude gets bookings and he makes money, but there's 5 minutes where literally he's making fart noises as loud as he can in the microphone. Getting the people that are hypnotized on there to like, they're like, you're smelling the fart, and they're all like, oh, and it's awful. Like, I'm like, this is a bet that he had to have made with a friend. Like, I bet I can make a living out of making fake fart noises.
And like, trying to get him to do a DW?
Right. DW. Yeah, this sounds like DW.
Trying to make them shit their pants?
I would rather watch somebody smash watermelons all day.
Oh, yeah.
Than listen to that.
Well, there's something therapeutic about watching something explode and blow up.
Right, yeah.
That's why we laugh at the girl getting hit in the face, because seeing other people in pain for some reason, it just triggers that.
Unless it's a nutshot.
It's funny.
It triggers a different emotion.
Three Stooges made a career out of it, you know what I mean? Just...
Just wait till the puppet comes back, Ricky.
Rosalita?
Yeah.
Rosalita the puppy.
Yeah, there was, okay.
I'm already checked out.
I saw something that was worse than that. I saw a cruise ship ventriloquist.
You know,
it went from him talking about like throwing his voice, which his voices were terrible, and he was big in the 80s. Apparently, like he did stuff in front of like
everyone was big in the 80s.
Yeah, I know. And then finally, at the end, it devolved from him having his puppet to him talking to his hand at the end. Yeah.
He was doing the Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah. It was like shadow puppet. Yeah. Basically, it was him just talking to his hand.
You know, at that point, it's just like you're basically saying to the crowd, "Fuck you! You're so stupid. This will amuse you."
Yeah. Right. That's exact. And the old people in that could not have been more happy. They're like, "That was so inspirational." I was like, "He was talking to his fucking hand."
Yeah. His first girlfriend. You were just sitting there talking to him. I just wrote a great joke for that guy's act now.
If the late Dirty Show was that same hand goes down on it.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Yeah, and he's just like...
It's a real awkward minute and a half where he's putting lipstick on. He's like, shut up! Shut up, everyone!
Yeah. This guy's act's getting improved by the second by us.
Yeah, exactly. It was so bad.
Between me and my girlfriend, he's like crying as he's checking
Being a ventriloquist. Oh,
like him just having an emotional breakdown on stage? Just...
Oh, sure.
Been doing this act for 30 years.
Starts slamming the puppets and shows are exploding everywhere. Smashing them, baby. I'm telling you, people love destruction.
My mom won't call me back. My kids won't look.
Just like, fucking child support I'm paying. If I can start smashing. Like, this like, guy is really going hard. He's a great actor.
His dick just like burps out.
Jesus. What the hell happened?
We went from a nice ventriloquist act to this.
So just acts of oral DWs.
Oh my god.
Gurgling
like...
DWs of me.
Gurgling DWs. Okay, I really hope DW catches on in Tampa. They're like, I hope it doesn't. Oh, yeah.
Hashtag DW. Gross. Hashtag DW first date problems.
Now I'm getting paranoid. You guys did this. This is what you had me on for.
Hashtag right. DW, I don't work for the government anymore.
That's what it is. I am the DW
right,
of the Tampa comedy scene. Is that what you're telling me
you're
right
the
now?
DW of DW.
I'm a cum fart. I'm the cum fart of Tampa comedy. I get it. That's why you guys
call him
me.
They call him the Southern Comfort.
That's his
my drink of choice.
DWOG.
You ever had a shot of Southern Comfort? It's delicious.
Goes well with lemon, right?
Yeah. Lime. It's a lime. Okay.
It's a sipping bourbon.
Sipping bourbon?
Yeah. You don't want to chug this. You want to slowly.
You chase it by putting it in your mouth on your loved one's butthole.
You ever butt chugged a DW?
You ever had a DW shot? It's like a body shot without the butthole.
Without the belly button. It's just the butthole. That's how you do the shot.
Yeah.
Hey, we know what we're talking about.
Yeah. That's a high capacity body shot.
You're definitely getting your liquor spiked.
If they don't absorb it all first.
Yeah.
God damn.
I'm getting my money's worth
you
out of it.
You can't just pour it in unless it's a freshly fucked DW. Then you could just pour it in like it's a funnel. Yeah. Otherwise, you got to go syringe in.
Oh, well, yeah.
I don't know how long.
Basting a turkey.
I don't know how long it's going to last, but just the hearing Steven say burping cum is probably going to be in my head for... A while, he just burps out cum. I'm like, oh god.
See, the best part of this is that this is in people's heads or stereos right now. Like, I can't. Yeah, Like, people are driving in their cars. They're like, comfort DW sled.
The weather's not nice. Just imagine
how great a closer that would be if a guy just burped cum through his lipstick-covered head. He's just like, oh, I'm sorry, everybody. And he, like, stumbles off the stage and slips in his own spooch.
Yeah.
Just face first on the stairs and bleeds.
That's how every hack should end their career.
Did you just burp cum?
No, my hand did.
Just bleeding out on the front table, like after he fell off the stage, slipping on his own sad man.
World star, yeah, this guy just burp cum.
He's going viral, and everyone in the front row as well.
The club owner's like, "You're never gonna get booked. You sure it'd be 15
minutes?"
Well,
they're going on antivirals.
Hey, some guy didn't show. You got to go on early. I didn't prep. Listen, David Wayne, get over here.
I'm supposed to be here 3 weeks from now. I got to build up. You can't put me on the spot.
He's like, hey, man, I got 3 shows a night.
Dude, that batch dwindles as the show goes on.
Why do you bring so many people with you to every show?
You got to go see the early show. Usually comics late shows are better. You got to go to his early show because his batch is still full at that point.
One time he clear knocked out a candle.
From across the room. It was
amazing. Hand to God. He put out a fucking candle. Hit Larry right in the sphincter.
Sometimes they say if you go to the third show, you can still smell the first two.
Bask in it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's, I just smell like rotten fish in here.
How did we get to the third show? How the hell did we get to this? Oh, I think I tried.
Fucking Power Rangers, dude. Yeah. You start with Power Rangers.
And it didn't even start with Power Rangers. We were supposed to start with Power Rangers, and you were all like power beer battered Rangers burritos. That was mad.
What? Power bottom burritos.
Hey, I get it.
Power bottom burritos.
Go power bottom Rangers.
That's called Ajita. Is the power bottom burrito?
Ajita.
Ajita. Heartburn.
The Super Megazord just really pushes back on that dick.
I would watch that movie, The Power Bottom Rangers, where we make our own dialogue, but then just go half of it is just gay porn.
Gay porn. Exactly, dude. Nailed it.
It's just nailed it. Like, can you just imagine that? Like the robot doubled over and just like getting reamed out in the cornhole? Just like steam coming out of the mouth. Like,
go, Power Bottom Rangers.
People were like, have you seen Power Bottom Rangers? Dude, the fucking scenes on there, the acting scene, the fight scenes are brutal, but the fucking writing is so good. You have to sit through it.
Yeah. You just have to see it in 3D for sure.
Your friends come to you and be like, yeah, you're popular from doing that show, but I didn't know you could take a dick. So I'm like, no, you don't get it. That's not me, really.
That's
like,
some dude in
Japan. Yeah, Japanese
yeah, that's a Japanese dude in a mask. And we got this, like, that looks a lot like you. Like, no, look.
Like, those clay guys really give it to him.
Yeah, the stunt bottoms.
Yeah, like, no, trust me, it's not me. Listen to me fart. Like,
he does not look into it.
There we go. I think we saved the porn industry.
What, Power Bottom Rangers?
Yeah. I want to be the Green Ranger. Wait, no, Brown Ranger.
Yeah.
I'll
be the Scream Ranger.
Being on the like the Japanese part of that show is the result of a Japanese game show. It's like lose. You got to go be on.
You have to be on Power Bottom Rangers. Like, no!
That's our punishment.
Tell my family! Just getting ripped out from the podium.
Just getting dragged away.
Like, when you think of, like, hell, like, even the Christian hell, you're like, you think of being just butt-fucked for, like, centuries. Who would sign up for a game show? That's where, like, oh, I didn't win $1 million? Like, I'll get butt-fucked. All right. I'll do it.
What would you not do for $1 million? Well, a lot of dick. That's what I did for a shot.
You took dick for a shot,
like Dick Survivor
of green
tea. Was it Jaeger
of green tea?
Brown tea. It was brown tea.
Brown tea. God. Slug tea.
You ever butt chug green tea, Matt?
Burp some cum.
Took a shot of butt green brown tea. Chased it with a DW.
See, I like how DW is just evolving throughout. Like, it's like whatever's disgusting, it's a DW.
We're just going to keep adding to it.
It would be terrible if this becomes his intro at every open mic. Like, they're like, you also know him as a cum fart, it's DW.
Pretty soon, McDonald's is going to be saying, the DW is back. Because I drive with a McRib.
The DW shake.
Yeah.
Oh, God. They're like, it's lukewarm.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be.
We legally can't serve it at 98.6, so we have to dial it down a little bit.
Someone burned their thighs.
Yeah, exactly.
On a foamy DW. Wouldn't be the
first time, am I right?
You got to accurately depict it with one of those mercury anal thermometers.
Got third degree DW burns on her upper thighs.
That's going to stain.
It's going to leave a mark.
Oh. It's going to leave her skittish.
I'm never going back to that Wawa again.
To all skeet.
What is happening?
I don't know. You guys got silly in this one.
What are you talking about? This is very professional.
I know.
My dad has diabetes.
Does he?
Yeah, that's why I don't drink after him. I don't want to catch that shit.
That must be why you're such a sweet guy, Ricky.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's
hereditary.
Dude, I know. I'm going to get it one day. I'm not looking forward to it.
Oh, you are
going to
get it.
Oh,
get
yeah.
It.
Oh, yeah.
David, lock the door.
Yeah, so the new name of our show is called Cump Town Ricky.
How are y'all going to give me diabetes?
That's what I say.
Look, it's the sugar-free...
Yeah, yeah.
Bug killer.
Yeah. Ricky has one of the monsters that... How many fluid ounces is that? Like 24? Like, you should not...
24.
Wow. Mm. Yeah, that
looks like a can of bug spray.
It looks like a 50 cal. Like...
It's his howitzer round.
My favorite energy drink was balls.
Yeah.
This is balls?
It's a real thing. I'm not joking.
David gets it.
Yeah. It came in this blue glass bottle.
Yeah, blue balls.
Yeah, it was
picked
delicious.
You up in the morning like a good old...
It was the best one, but you can't find it anywhere anymore.
You just gotta empty some balls in your mouth.
It's BAWLS is what it's called, balls. Yeah. It was amazing.
Dude, is this some Japanese gay man energy drink? Yes. Came in a purple can?
No.
Came in a blue bottle. Glass
bottle.
No,
there actually was one glass? Called Gay Fuel, though.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a big meme in 2006 because like they made it in Japan. It's called Gay Fuel. It has like a rainbow logo.
Did it just give you diarrhea and open you up?
It's like a gay-themed energy drink. They're like, you know what? We need
these guys haven't been through enough.
They were like, you know who's like 10% of the population? Let's go ahead and make a product for only
them. Dude, Smirnoff.
This is a brilliant business model.
So we got a bunch of Smirnoff bottles in the other day, and they have just a bunch of gay couples on their bottles now with like gay sayings and stuff about how it's okay and
what's
blah,
a gay
blah, 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 blah.
Oh.
Like, I hate it so much. not even as an anti-gay point of view, it's just, oh, you were like not lowering yourself to the gays, but like lowering yourself
selling
like as far
out
as
hard.
Advertising. Yeah, you're selling out. That's what I meant.
Lowering yourself onto the gays.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
Gay people to me have way more pride than any other people. They're not going to buy a bottle.
Get,
something
you can get
just
me
because,
going
yeah
no it's because it's a branding thing like I hate when people take identities and personalities and like sexual orientations and turn it into a brand.
Yes, I hate it.
It's
when they force it in there.
Like, if there was something that was just like, hey, this is like we're just gonna put like straight people all over this fucking Smirnoff, it's like, why?
Yeah,
for what purpose? Like, why would you?
I don't want to see
let's
people
get super
on
woke
my
here
alcohol.
For a second. I don't want. I don't want.
Now it's serious.
I don't want either one.
No, yeah. I don't want faces on my alcohol.
Yeah,
no,
why don't
at
you
all,
just make your
ever.
Vodka.
The
better?
Only face I want on my bottle is my own.
Exactly.
I want to be sipping that bottle.
Milk carton. Put it on the back of a milk.
I
carton.
Want it to be sitting next to my face as I'm throwing up everywhere in the bathroom.
The only face I want to see is the side face of Johnny Walker when I'm talking to him.
By the way, like what a prestigious thing for the gay community to really top out at being on a Smirnoff. Yeah.
Guys, we made it. We're accepted in the alcoholic community.
We are middle tier alcohol.
They're like, yeah. Oh, we're gonna be on a Bud Light bottle? No, no, no. You get Smirnoff there, Nancy boy. Yeah. Settle the fuck down.
You
think going straight to Budweiser with this gay shit? No, we gotta.
You
go
want
to
get us killed?
Smirnoff.
I just imagine them in the room. They'd be like, dude, if we just put gay couples in the bottle, people are gonna start drinking more Smirnoff.
Yeah, it's so silly.
If we put gay people on Bud Light, they're gonna like, this is gonna be our Charlie Hebdo moment.
Yeah.
There's gonna be a bunch of fucking F-150s in the parking lot, and they're gonna come in and take our heads off.
Yeah. You want to get people to drink more of your vodka? You know what you should do? You want to get more gay people to drink your vodka? You know what you should do? Make the bottle shaped like a dick.
Yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
With a handle.
Marketing.
It's still a handle, but it's, you can really get it in there with a handle.
Dual purposes. You can hold it this way as well.
Yeah. If you want more people to drink your drink, make it taste better.
Exactly. And make it good.
It's vodka. You know how you make it taste better? You just distill it more.
Exactly.
That's all you do.
They're like triple distilled, and then there's like four times. Five. I think Grey Goose is four.
Yeah, all it is just the label, and they understand that. They're just going the wrong angle with trying to sell the label.
Yeah.
Well, especially because most of the time, like, I don't think many people are going out with the intention of buying Smirnoff Ice. They're getting Smirnoff Ice when they're at a bar or something. So, like, the only people seeing
it's Smirnoff Vodka. Smirnoff Vodka, not the...
Yeah, I brought up Smirnoff Ice.
Smirnoff Vodka, whatever. That's even more my point.
Yeah.
Like, at the club or whatever, they're never seeing the bottle. Only the bartender is seeing the bottle.
Yeah.
So, like, no gay person's in the lobby. Like, I really feel welcome here. It's just the bartender's like, I guess this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
For like the next year and a half.
I don't want to be supporting these pro gay shots, man. Fuck that.
It's just every time I pick up a bottle, I'm going to be looking at dudes kissing, I guess.
Yeah, you think a bartender is going to be like, hey, can I get the Belvedere? I'm like, you sure you want Belvedere? Look at the Smirnoff. It looks like us. I'm like, no.
See, like, but so if they had two men kissing on there, they're like, it's pro gay. If they have two women on there kissing, they'd be like, misogyny.
Yeah.
Oh, this definitely came from a man.
Yeah, you can't win either way. Yeah. Someone's always going to bitch about something.
I'm sure they have both varieties of gay, don't they?
Yeah. They have lesbian couples on there, but those are for the biker bars.
Okay.
There's no straight one, right?
I think there might have been one straight one, but all the ones I remember.
But there weren't any mixed race ones, right?
I think it was mixed race and gay, dude.
I guess it kind of worked because we're talking about it now. So
you know
that's
great about this whole thing in advertising.
If they're Asian, it doesn't count as mixed race.
No.
You know how you have the best sex and like the safest where everyone's always consenting is with alcohol. So like it's really good branding.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like you can buy a whole bunch of shots, just get wasted, and then like hook up with someone and like feel like shit about it. And like that's on the bottle. Like that's what you're looking at. It's like future broken dreams.
Right.
Future broken dreams. Smirnoff.
It's like, remember when you got so wasted and you let that guy fuck you and you didn't really want him to? It's on the bottle.
That whole bottle of Smirnoff I killed, I wrote it off of my taxes for experimenting. That's what it led to.
Oh, fuck.
You think they start with like Popoff vodka or the cheaper ones? They went straight to Smirnoff, you know what I mean?
Popoff, isn't that Doug Stanhope's shit?
Probably, because it's cheap. It's like cheap vodka. You get like a handle for like $15.
Yeah. Yeah,
delicious.
Yeah. That's
college grade.
That was what I drank back in the day. Pop off and what
McCormick,
100%.
Oh McCormick. God!
Yeah. And a skull. Skull was my
skull.
Skull. Skull was like
one that came
shit,
in a skull.
If it came, no.
Skull is SKOL.
Yeah.
Oh, skull. Okay,
if it comes in a plastic bottle, then you know it's good.
Yeah.
When you pick it up and you hear that crinkle, you're like, oh yeah.
Yeah, I can get drunk on this and clean my apartment.
Half of this is going on my floorboard.
I'm going to treat some wounds.
You got to cut? Get some of that Popoff on there.
I would take like one of those bottles of vodka and like one of these, and I would mix it the whole
with
thing
the Monster
with one
energy?
Of these, and it just killed the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
Back when you used to drink?
Yeah.
Yeah.
7.5 months, man.
Woo. Almost a year. That's crazy. Yeah. No alcohol?
Yeah.
It's great. How's it feel?
It feels good, man.
You're alcohol cucking yourself? I didn't throw that in yet.
My hardest part was when I saw all the gay advertisement on the Smirnoff, and I was like, I really want to drink now.
Right.
Like,
I really want to be progressive.
Yeah. Like, I want to help the gays as much as I can.
The gays.
By drinking the Smirnoff.
Are they donating to, like, a gay charity or something?
No, it was like
I think a percentage goes to Jeff Klein, I think. Hey, love you, Jeff.
Yeah, that's an odd thing, man. I just never, like, I've been to gay bars, but I've never been there, like, when, I've never seen people just fucking hammered, like a gay person, like, sloshed.
Oh, what? Yeah. Oh, they get so
I've never
wasted.
Seen it, but, like, what do they
They're
do?
They're people, too,
like,
David.
Well, I know. I've never seen it, though. Like, I've seen a shit ton of rednecks go on racist rants when they get drunk. So do gay people just go on straight rants? Like, you fucking straight people.
Fucking breeders.
Yeah, exactly. Seen, yeah. Is that what they do?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
That's really more a lesbian this. Thing, because they're so cheery.
But. Oh, okay. Cheery.
Right. And I'm a professional.
The only thing that I've seen, like, with gay people as they get drunker is almost, like, kind of like straight guys. The more that they get drunk, the more handsier they'll get with women.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, with gay guys, I've seen that it's the drunker they get, the more they don't care if you're straight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, still okay. Yeah, that's happened to me a couple of times.
So. Yeah.
Oh, well, man, that's chill.
You were throwing out signals.
Oh, yeah.
We need to
bat my full.
You were drinking Smirnoff.
Walked in with that haircut.
with a nipple on it.
David, you need to go to, like, Southern Nights one time in Ybor.
That sounds scary.
Yeah. Southern Nights?
Oh, yeah.
What is Southern Nights?
I'm from the South, so this doesn't sound like something
no,
I'd
no,
like.
No, it's a gay club.
Oh, okay. I've been to Liquid when John Jacobs used to do a room at Liquid, but we'd go there at like 6 o'clock in the afternoon. No one's really hammered, you know what I mean, or 7 p.m.
Well, that's the thing, because you said you've never seen gay people at a bar hammered.
Yeah.
Yes. Go to Southern Nights. Oh, because most of the time when you go there, like, the drinks are so strong, you're like, I'm going to share this with someone. Like, this is a bit much.
Holy shit.
So, like, those people get fucking wasted.
Yeah, there was a thing. There was a bar back home. It was called Emerald City, and I think it closed down maybe like this past year. But they had a thing called like Drink and Drown Sundays or something like that. And I was like, oh, what a name! Just Drink and Drown. I was like,
that's a lot of DWs.
Yeah, exactly.
That's better than Legs and Eggs.
Legs and Eggs.
Legs and Eggs.
That
it
was
like,
one?
It looks like a foam party. There's so many DWs. Oh,
looks like a bunch of frogs trying to fertilize eggs in here.
I'm just trying.
Damn it. God damn it. It's over.
Yep.
I was driving down to Del Mabry the other day, and I didn't realize there's this glorious spot on Del Mabry where there's 3 strip clubs all, like, right there.
Mm-hmm.
With the Moss Venus
in 2001.
Yeah, that was like, whoa. I'm like in between so many naked ladies right now, and they're not touching me. This feels normal.
Screaming at other people.
Have you ever been
out of
to
my
any
way.
Of those?
No,
traffic?
I've only been to 3 strip clubs. I've been to one in Jacksonville, one in Cocoa Beach, and one in Virginia.
I don't understand why Mons Venus is popular. Let me explain. So at Mons Venus, for some reason, there's no back rooms to get dances in.
Really?
No.
Oh, weird.
It's just couches all around the room. So it's kind of like Iberian, but with girls stripping.
Right.
So
but the lamp then dances a little cheaper. That way?
No.
I've been to a place like that. They were cheaper when it's done that way. But.
But, like, yeah, the rules still apply. You can just do whatever as long as you're not fingering them, basically.
Yeah,
like, that's apparently the rule.
Okay.
And, yeah, so, like, you're on a couch just surrounded by people as a girl's just, like, grinding on you and, like, you're touching her or whatever. And that was a weird scenario for me because, like, when I did my bachelor's party, my brother didn't, like, have enough to, like, actually be the best man, so my dad had to back it. So my dad wanted to come.
Oh, yeah, I remember you said this on that one episode, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Your dad wanted to go to the strip club with you?
He went to the whole bachelor party, and so, like, I was at the strip club having, like, a girl grind on me looking at the back of my dad's head from, like, two or three rows.
That's hot. So did you come in your pants?
Yeah. No.
I'm going to go out this world the same way I came in. My dad's head.
I have to say it was one of the most uncomfortable experiences for me because, like, it should not have been that easy to be hard, but because her grinding on me, like...
Were you wearing sweatpants?
Well, why is that one so popular? Are, like, the girls just, like, the best ones? Like, are they all really good looking?
I think it just sounds good in rap lyrics.
Mons Venus, okay, makes sense.
Yeah, like, 2001, that's too many syllables. You can't really chop with
Penthouse
that.
Penthouse Club is the place to go around here, isn't it?
Penthouse Club? No, 2001, my man, that is the best place to go.
Is it?
Yeah, but it is sad because, like, there's some girls you can tell are, like, not going to work out there, and, like, they'll just follow you around all night, and they're like, you want to dance? You want to dance? Hey, what's going on?
Dance! Dance! You want to dance?
It sounds like you have a grizzly bear knocking at your window.
There was one girl there when I went a couple times, and she was like this. She kind of looked like if the blonde girl from the original Blade Runner was a trans woman.
Right.
Like tall, skinny, like really angular face. I called her Vlad.
Angular.
And she was like, "Do you want dance? Do you want dance?" I'm like, "No, not even a little bit."
Do you want green card? Yeah. See, we all ask for things we can't have.
Right.
It was so uncomfortable.
Right. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It tells a good stripper story. So it's always appreciated.
Can you relate, Matt?
What, good stripper stories?
Have you ever been to a strip club?
Yeah.
I got smacked by a stripper once.
I got my friend smacked by a stripper because we went at like 3 in the afternoon and we were already like pretty drunk. But they had this, it was like $5 or $10 like buckets, something like that. So we just started buying buckets. So we started when it was still daylight outside, ended at like 2 a.m. But one of my buddies fell asleep while he was in there. And they're like, "Hey, your buddy can't do that." So we're like, "One second." And we like prop him up a little bit and put sunglasses on him so it looked like he was just watching the main stage. Yeah, that's exactly what we did. And then eventually we got tired of it. We're like, "Hey, you got to wake up my buddy." My friend said, "Hey, I'll give you $10 if you sit on his lap and smack him in the face." And she goes, "I'll do it for free." She plopped on it, like plopped straight down on his junk, slapped him in the face. And he was like, "What the hell? Hey, all right, cool. How much do I owe you?" She's like, "Nothing." Then she just like got up and went to the next table. It was awesome.
It's
very professional.
What?
Yeah. He woke up the girl on his drunk, titties in his face, and a hand across the mouth. Well, which is how everybody wakes up in the South, right?
Well, because, you know, you go, there's like phases of the strip club, right? So there's like the main room, there's the private dance, and then there's like they sometimes offer you basically, without so much saying it, to fuck you.
Right.
And this girl was trying to pitch it to me, the stripper, one time. And, so, like, my question to her was, like, yeah. I like it, you know, you know my proclivities. I like it when girls are, like, rough.
Yeah,
and so I was like, "So, like, show me how rough you can be." And she just, like, hauls off and just smacked me as hard as she could.
Awesome.
And I was like, I'm good, I think. Like, I went out and my friend was there with me, and, like, he saw, like, the handprint on the face.
Like, what did you say to her?
No touching.
Yeah. Right.
I pretty much literally asked for it.
Yes.
I said, "Let's compare dicks," and she slapped me with hers.
Yeah. Boom. Mushroom stamp.
I was getting a
her name was Jersey, which is the most appropriate name for what went down.
Perfect.
Sorry.
Go ahead. She yell at you like Rosie Perez?
No.
Like too much gold on and shit. "You're stupid. What are you doing?" And he just like hauls off and smacks you because she's from Jersey. You know?
Yeah. Of course.
That's how I imagine everyone from Jersey talks.
Everyone. It's the whole fucking state.
It's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
It's good.
Jersey Shore.
I was getting a lap dance from a lady. And the Solid Gold in Jacksonville,
Solid
Florida.
Gold.
And she was giving me a lap dance, and then this chick was walking in the back rooms to give another dude a lap dance. And then, like, he kept walking, and she jumped on the other chick's lap, who was on my lap. And so two girls were grinding on me at the same time.
Go on.
And then she, then she, the second girl, too, this voluptuous black woman, very beautiful. And the other one was this thick blonde. Like, I picked this one out meticulously. Yeah, there you go. And then as soon as the black girl got off and walked away, she was like, "I bet you didn't expect that, did you?" And my response was, "I hope that doesn't cost me extra." At that point, I figured she knew I was cheap.
Set the tone early.
Boom.
Yeah. And she said, "No, honey." And then the song was over and we went back.
Yeah. And then we went back.
Yeah. Damn. I love it. It's like it's always like per song. Like, can I get a fucking Tool song going here?
Can I get
Metallica?
Can we do 2112 by Rush?
Can I get Live from Fish at the Fillmore?
Can I get a Ramones song? Wait,
fuck!
Yeah.
Give me one of those John Jacobs songs.
Yeah, right.
Put on something from somewhere else.
Put on You Out the Strip.
Well, if you play John Jacobs, I'm gonna come during the
live. Exactly.
Oh, easily.
Right. If like, I hear Alexander
Graham
Bell,
just whisper in her ear, "Are you hearing this hook? It's fire."
You're going to DW so hard.
I can't wait.
I don't know why that's so funny.
Because it is.
I know. I hate it.
Don't you analyze comedy
I
now.
I know.
Yeah, damn it.
Well, get me going.
Yeah.
If you're going to analyze it, you better empathize with it. Like, empathy makes the best comics, David.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Everyone knows that.
I watched a documentary about this shit recently.
Did you?
About yeah. comedy?
About comedy. It was pretty good. About how, like, you know...
Is it That's Not Funny, or was it a different
one? I think it's That's Not Funny, yeah. That's a good one, where he just analyzes all the PC culture. Mm-hmm. Although he kind of ends it weird, where he's, like, giving this speech about, like, oh, yeah.
He's like, it's half of one, half of another. Who's to say? And I'm like, well, that was a good hour and a half.
Yeah.
The best comedian ever was Shakespeare.
What?
What do you mean?
Because all he had to do was this plays that he wrote, just get one person to giggle. Like, times were so shitty back then. Do you know how hard it had to have been to have laughed? Like, technology, everything's great. It's easy to get people to laugh nowadays. But
well, it's hard to get them to pay attention.
Yeah, when you had to harvest grain. Trying to get that guy to laugh.
But speaking of religion, like, that's why I think religion was so big, because everyone worked like 6 days a week on the farm back in the day. You're fucking tired and cranky. So, like, preachers were, like, the first form of entertainment. Like, you go there, like, this place is great. They got, like, stained glass fucking windows. Everyone's singing.
Yeah,
you know, he's talking about this shit. Whereas, like, the first 6 days you're in, you know, this is, like, you know, 1800, old days.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, like, they worked every day, and then they just broke their back. So this is their only form of release.
Yeah, that's how religion became popular, if you take out fear.
Yeah. Well, it's like, it's the only thing we can do.
Fear in everybody. That's how religion works.
It's the only thing we get. This is like, we look forward
fear
to this show.
Fear is amazing for sales.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, sir, if you don't buy this earthquake insurance for South Carolina, because earthquakes are coming.
But I'm saying, I don't think everyone believed back in the day, like, I have to do this because God said so. Like, I don't believe everyone believed that. They just did it.
Yeah,
because
that's how religion started, with Patton Oswalt or whatever said something like that. It's just one big caveman beating the smaller caveman up. He couldn't defend himself. He's like, wait a minute, if you kill me, like, some bigger guy is going to be like, oh, you're going to go to
a bad place.
Oh, so
they came up with a story. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
It's basically them outsmarting the other
ones.
Yeah,
that's all it was. We don't need it anymore.
It was like a form of evolution.
Yeah. We only need it now if you want to make money from it.
There's an element of the brain.
I want to be a televangelist.
Yeah, there you go.
Get some DW up in you. Yeah. That's like my catchphrase. Meanwhile, these old people have no idea. Keep sending us money. Keep sending those DWs your way.
How was your experience? It was touching.
I get it.
I was gonna say there is an element of it, the religion thing. I wanna.
Yeah, go ahead.
Touch it.
What?
I said touch it.
Touch it.
Yeah.
Touch on it.
I feel like a lot of it is just like people can't imagine a world in which they don't exist, and so something has to come to basically lead that.
Sure.
What do you mean? Like something to look forward to?
No. Because otherwise, it's just an unresolved question, because people always wonder what happens after.
Yeah. It's the fear. They want to know what's there.
Right. So, like, because, like, the only reason they care about that ultimately, though, is because, like, well, to me, I kind of feel like, oh, this is going to get fucked up. It seems like such a silly hubris thing to be like, I'm so important. I can't imagine there being a time where I don't exist in some form.
My spirit or whatever. My spirit resting forever because I'm so important. Yeah, I get it for sure.
Yeah.
It's a very narcissistic thing to think.
I'm surprised
I got through that word. Sorry, Ben Ricky.
I definitely
can see it that way. But yeah, also, just, I think, too, out of the fear of not knowing.
Well, that's a part of it. Yeah, that's like, what I'm saying. That's definitely a big part of it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but it's more, too, some people thinking, like, no, somebody had to have created me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm here for a reason, right? Look at all these great things.
The thought of not knowing is what scares them more. It's like, yeah. But that always kills me.
It's the fear of going to hell is what makes you want to believe in the Bible.
Well, probably,
Or be a Christian, excuse me.
Yeah.
Jews don't believe
it. But it just kills me that the people with religion is nuts. It's like, it's just always like, you know, like if there's no answer for anything, they just say, "Oh, it's God's will or it's God's way." Like that's, oh well, God intended that. It's a cheap excuse to me.
Right.
People do that.
That's why
I'm gonna stop beating my wife. You know, it's not the alcohol that's doing it, or my I don't know where I'm going with this, but like my internal ingrained homosexuality that's causing me to beat my wife. It's Jesus.
That's
no.
What
it's the devil. That's
I'll quit eventually that. When God shows me the light. You know, right. It's like. Yeah.
I so love silly. It, and when people do this, and I wish I wasn't much of an asshole to like comment on Facebook with people with this, even loved ones, family members, I don't care. Mm. But when people are like, my cancer is cured, God cured my cancer, I'm like, God gave you that cancer.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's God's plan for that cancer to be healed, it was also his plan to give you that cancer.
Yeah.
So you're like a miracle check.
yeah, that's yeah. why like, I
cancels
appreciate...
Cancels out. We're back to zero.
Like, if you're doing the whole religion thing, I appreciate those people like, oh, we don't go to doctors because... Ooh. I think South Park did an episode of that where like the kid wouldn't go. Like, they didn't want to take the kid to the doctor.
I think
because
it was Family Guy.
Maybe it was Family Guy, yeah. It was Family Guy, you're right. But... Like, I respect you more for that. Because you're like, dude, you can't, you know, oh, you're dying from cancer, and God gave you this cancer, but now you're going to go and get rid of it from science? Well, no, well, what happened was God created these scientists, and then they came up with cures of these doctors, and it's like, dude, fuck you. All right, you can't just keep dismissing the shit to this almighty being in the sky.
Here it is.
Too cheap.
Whether you're Christian or religious or not, God created marijuana. Marijuana is THC. THC confuses cancer cells. Therefore, cancer is dead. Marijuana is God. Marijuana is God. Equals
I think that's the one to end on.
Marijuana cannabis.
Boom.
So it is the God molecule.
Eternal equals marijuana cannabis.
cannabis DW.
Put that in your ass and smoke it with a DW.
Right.
This is a...
Cancer cocked.
Cancer cocked.
Cancer cannabis cocked.
Mm. Fill in that tumor.